A salute now to the Library of Congress for doing today what it's been doing each year since 1988, picking 25 movies to be preserved, in its words, for all time. This federally sponsored effort is called the National Film Registry. It's set up to assure us that important motion pictures don't fade away.
Titles that this year include The Front Page, The Empire Strikes Back, and the aviation comedy Airplane.
A few other titles on the 2010 list seem to us to come in pairs.
1977's Saturday Night Fever seems a perfect partner for 1945's A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, a couple of Brooklyn kids in two different eras grappling with coming of age.
And in one case with disco. Then there's a pair of films that deal with the plight of senior citizens. Grey Gardens, about Jackie Kennedy's kooky kin holed up in a crumbling mansion, and Leo McCarey's sad tale of hapless retirees in Make Way for Tomorrow.
And finally, the registry has chosen two 1970s movies about strange goings-on in the nation's capital, The Exorcist and All the President's Men.
There's been a break-in at Democratic headquarters, and they were bugging the place.
Woodward, Bernstein, you're both on the story now.
White House.
Howard Hunt, please. Who's Charles Colson?
Just a few of the movies the Library of Congress has chosen this year for its National Film Registry.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.